This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The National Transportation Safety Board has released the Aviation Investigation Preliminary Report for the plane that crashed on the backside of Emerald Mountain February 13th. Four people from Tennessee died in that crash. Among the findings, it says the wreckage was found at an elevation of 8,200 feet, and the mountain peak is at 8,250 feet. It says the plane was not authorized to fly that approach into Bob Adams Field at Steamboat Springs Airport at night, and that the airplane's autopilot was engaged. The airplane wreckage from that crash on Emerald Mountain was removed by a helicopter last Thursday. A pastor at a church in Craig was convicted of felony assault by a jury Friday. Parrish Terry was convicted of assault in the second degree. It's a class 4 felony, and assault in the third degree, a misdemeanor. The crimes happened in Craig June 15th last year. Sentencing's May 3rd in Moffat County District Court. Under Colorado law, Terry could be sentenced to probation, community corrections, or between 2 and 8 years in the Colorado Department of Corrections. An elementary school student was involved in an incident at Sleeping Giant School last week. Simo Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett said it involved multiple staff along with officers. Law enforcement was called. The situation was resolved, according to communication sent to the parents that added that there's no threat to the school. Routt County Undersheriff Josh Correll confirmed that a student was in crisis and that Routt County Sheriff's deputies and the mental health response team supported the child through the crisis. Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meeting with Memorial Regional Health CEO Jennifer Riley for a hospital update today. Then this afternoon, there's a workshop with Human Resources Department Director Rachel Bauer discussing employee benefits. The Upper Yampa River State of the River meeting is from 6 to 8 tonight, Olympian Hall at Harrison Hill, presented by the Colorado River District, Upper Yampa Water Conservancy District, and the Community Ag Alliance. Dinner's included. It's free, but you're asked to register. That link's on the events calendar, steamboatradio.com. The Steamboat Stampede 12UA hockey team won the state championship Sunday in the Colorado Amateur Hockey Association. Steamboat Stampede 15U girls took second at state. Former Winter Sports Club athlete Jason Colby won a bronze medal at the Ski Jumping World Championships in Norway last week. Three Steamboat Springs snowboarders have been named to the 2026 FIST Junior World Championship team. They are Brioni Wakuli, Rowan Hannigan, and Walker Overstake. Junior Worlds are in Italy starting March 25th. Moffat County and the Steamboat Sailors girls golf teams in Grand Junction today for a tournament. Sailor Girls Tennis Team has a match against Ponderosa today at the Steamboat Springs Tennis Center. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.